Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikutlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Ketse, Kwikutlem, and Stolo First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and we're going to do a Music Monday today, and it's going to be an interesting one. This is a Kaigai Idol Music Special, I guess. Kaigai means overseas in Japanese, and idol is idol. This term was coined by an actual overseas idol, Paida, who's based in Texas. Now, if you've been a longtime listener of Typically Tuesdays, I've played Paida on the show before. I even interviewed Non-Sweet, who are a local Kaigai idol group. I interviewed them with friend of the show, Sam. And that was only like me lightly dipping my toe into the lake of overseas idols. I wanted to kind of expose myself a little bit more to that world because, you know, I love idols. And I'm really fascinated by the way that Kaigai idols do things so independently to, one, share idol culture and Japanese music and culture to other people, but mostly in how they organize themselves, structure themselves in their groups and their acts, because idols typically are very, very, very hyper curated and produced. And when you are an overseas idol, you have to do all of that yourself. This is highlighted in the interview that I did with Sam with Non-Sweet. You can check that out over on the CJSF archives, cjsf.ca, to find more. I don't know. That's it. I just wanted to understand more about this phenomenon, I guess. I feel like I have an obligation to, as an idol fan who lives overseas, but also because, this is something that really fascinates me. So, that's going to be the playlist today, and throughout I'm going to be talking a little bit about, like, what I've understood, what I've found in really cursory research about Kaigai idols. If you know more about Kaigai idols, overseas idols, or if you are an overseas idol based in Vancouver, even, reach out to me. I am over on Instagram at Typically Tuesdays, or you can send me an email, typicallytuesdays@gmail.com. Correct me, confront me on things that I have not expressed correctly, assumptions that I have made, or anything that you want me to highlight. But for now, we're going to listen to some overseas idol music on today's Typically Tuesdays. We're starting off with somebody who is, I guess, from across the pond. Is that how you say it? This is an idol who's based in Scotland. Her name is also an incredible name. Her name is Meowgical Rosie. I mean, come on. Come on! Here's Sixfold.
Hey, are you okay? I have a figure that looks so small and broken. Even in the
glow, so just forget about it. Smiling glimmers, the clouds begin to break, and yet I find that I'm shaking from the cold. Hey, are you okay? You say to me, and my vision starts to shimmer. I thought I could be brave, but suddenly all my cracks begin. Just forget about it.
もしもし。
あ、聞こえてる？
聞こえてるよ。どうしたの？
伝えたいことがあるんだ。
Alright, welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. That was Amu's project with Love Language. Before that, you heard Phoebe with Loving Me. My name is Leslie. Did I say that already? I forgot. My memory is so bad these days, but I remember at least what the theme of the episode is. Seamless segue. And it is a playlist of these overseas idol songs. These idols who I'm playing on the show today, as I understand, they're most if not all independent musicians, and much of their music production is done by Japanese musicians and composers, though not all the time, because of access issues. But one of the things that I've been really kind of interested in is understanding where folks who are kaigai idols, where they get their beginnings, where they get their start. And it seems like a lot of people get them from a variety of different places, but mostly what motivates them to continue to perform is the fandom, which is such, like, I feel like maybe in the age of 2025, many people will think, oh, that's such like a, you know, like an influencer thing. But no. This is, before the influencers came, this was an idol thing, baby. Like, you have no grounds to stand on if you do not have a dedicated fandom of people back in the 2000s, even in the 1980s, if you were an idol, okay? I did only a little bit, again, really cursory understanding of overseas idols, even though I've met and spoken to them before. But I feel like I just, like, because this world, one, it's really niche, but also in that nicheness, it's incredibly diverse. There is a lot of stuff that I feel like I haven't gotten a very good grasp on yet, which is why I'm really interested in understanding more, as I understand it. EMU's project originally was a group of friends who were doing like cosplay dance covers of Love Live songs. If you don't know what Love Live is, oh my god, the gates of idol hell are waiting for you. Go on to Google, look it up. It's like an anime about girls at an all-girls school who become idols so that they can save their school from bankruptcy. And that franchise has like a more than 10-year history now. It like really rocked the socks off of a lot of people. Anyways, but I believe that is where EMU's project got their start. And then a few years ago, they started releasing their own music. Now, they're an Australia-based group of, I don't know, 6 or 7 people. And then there's Phoebe, who I looked into her profile. Very fascinating. Started posting, I want to say, English covers of Japanese songs on YouTube when she was really young, like when she was like a teenager, and then picked up a following there later on, after having established like a pretty good following, started releasing a lot of her own original songs, adopted like a more curated idol image, like a more intentional idol image, and now Phoebe is also a voice actor. She plays Freya in the video game Little Goody Two Shoes, which is a video game that I have been playing, but when I say I've been playing it for like a year, technically, because spoiler alert, it is a horror game. And further spoilers, there are like, you know, there's some body horror in it involving anime girls, and I'm not very good at body horror, but when I made the connection, or when I came upon the connection, because I'm not that intuitive, that Phoebe voices one of the characters, I was like, whoa, this is very cool. It's very, very interesting. A lot of, it kind of even parallels, you know, a lot of voice actors in the Japanese voice acting industry for anime, a lot of the times they also release their own original songs as well. They kind of begin to like have a more curated, intentional idol persona as well. Some people also begin first as idols and then move on to becoming voice actors, such as one of the very best people on the internet and in the idol world, Sally Yamaki, Japanese-American, possibly pansexual icon. You should look her up if you haven't already. I'm going on and on. Okay, the first, let's get back into the music. The first part of today's playlist was like, ooh, love, that's so nice. You know, Magical Rosie was like, I've got you, babe. Platonic. And, you know, it's really sweet, right? Now we're going to move into, like, the part of the playlist that's, like, a little bit darker. Because that's the thing about these idols, these overseas idols. They are so creative in, like, creating their, like, idol character and image. Some of them are not loving characters and people. Some of them are people who have, like, a lot of angst. They carry a lot of hurt. Some people are alien overlords who are looking to take over the world, such as one of my very favorite, I guess, at this point, I guess she is one of my favorite Kaigai idols, Paida. Here is a track of her first album, First Contact, Sick of Humans.